Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Trend.
Welcome back to Trend Lightly. I am your favorite bell pepperhead, Molly MacLear, and with me, as always, is my co-host Brian Beckner. How are you?
Hey, bell pepperhead. I'm doing
hey,
well.
Hey, what's up?
Good talking to you.
Still no more info on the bell pepperhead. I've asked around. I've asked in mixed company as much as possible.
Yeah,
the more
very
mixed,
niche.
The better. You know,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not young, old. Every race, age, religion, like yep. I fully am asking everyone, what is a bell pepperhead? And I'm okay with it.
He
was effective because I'm thinking about it.
Totally. I feel like it's one of those things that he just made up on the spot, or maybe it's just like his go-to.
Bell pepperhead.
Right. He just calls people that and it's worth thinking on it too much because it really has no significance or meaning. And that's probably, like you're saying, that's its effect.
I'm fucking living for it. Wait, so Bri, can I tell you, this isn't even on our agenda, but can I just like have
Please.
A good Taylor Swift fan moment?
Yes.
Okay. So this woman puts up the pre-order for the red vinyl, which was a mistake, the Taylor's version red vinyl, for me to have bought it because I did, and I should have just gotten it at Target because she always does something cool and exclusive at Target.
Because she's got a deal with them, and they're like, you have to put a DVD in it or something. Like there's still DVDs. You have to add something to
right.
the Target She'll- one to get people to come to the store.
She always adds, she's so smart. I mean, she really is. She'll make like three different versions of the same album
right.
with slightly different bonuses in each one, right? So
yep.
anyway, I bought it. It was $63.
What?
It is I believe it's a 4-disc.
Oh, that's a lot of
record
albums.
30 yeah. songs, 30 yeah. songs.
Is this, and forgive my ignorance. Is this an album of new material, or is this one of her re-recordings of her back catalog?
This is Taylor's version. This is right. Taylor's version. So this is just a re-record.
Yeah.
This is the one that has Picture to Burn on it, and everyone's, mm-hmm. Oh, no. JK, that's Speak Now. I'm just getting caught up in the dialogue. Another thing is like what she's going to do when she records Speak Now, because there's a song called Picture to Burn, uh-huh. where the original lyrics were like, I'll just tell my friends you're gay.
Ooh, and then she
changed it. Yeah. She changed it when she would sing on the road. And now fans are like, is she going to change it? But then like the practical mindeds, the Capricorns like myself are like, no, the point is that she wants to own the songs exactly as they were. So I think she's going to be out there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, truly. But listen, so Taylor joined TikTok today. And I have a theory.
Yeah. She just now joined TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Apparently she's been lurking, but like we all know, I mean, any corner of the internet I'm ever on, like I could be in a private lipstick alley thread and yeah. I think Taylor Swift could possibly be in there. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to via text the Taylor Swift video that she released today. Don't put music on. I just want you to watch it.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if anything about this video stands out to you about like Taylor's physical appearance.
Okay. One video. Okay. She's got bangs. She's always got bangs. Oh, hold on. Turn it down. She's lip syncing. She's got a braid.
Yeah, she's going folklore lipstick. Evermore.
She's kind of like, she almost like gets older with each sequence. It's like she starts like real young looking at, let me watch it again. She starts because it goes by so quick.
I think you're don't overthink it, because this was all supposedly shot within the last year because of all of these filters were only available this year because it's Folklore, Evermore, Fearless, Taylor's version, Red Taylor's version. Just pay attention to her face.
Okay.
And her boobs.
Lips. Oh. Well, she. Okay. So that you kind of gave that to me. She's. In the first one, she's wearing like a boho kind of dress, and it's like loose. It's like loose at the chest, so you can't really see her boobs. Then the second one, kind of telling in it, but I wouldn't have noticed this had you not said, she's wearing a blazer.
Right.
That covers her whole chest. And then.
But you can see that she is small chested with a V-neck.
Yes.
And I already know that you don't even know where I'm going with this yet, but keep going.
I don't think I do. So she goes, I'm just watching again, blazer with a French braid. Then it's like the boobs look big there. The last one, she looks like an older woman. She's kind of going for an Elizabeth Holmes thing there with the turtleneck. But my takeaway from this, and I know I'm probably wrong here, but she looks like 17 years old in the first video, and she looks about 34 in the last one. It's like she's progressively getting more mature throughout the TikTok.
Ready for my theory?
Yep.
None of these are Taylor Swift.
What?
None of these are Taylor Swift.
Is this like Saddam Hussein?
Maybe, actually.
Doubles?
I do know that she has there's a lookalike. Not Taylor 13
TikTok,
who made this announcement a couple weeks ago that she had a meeting with Taylor on the books, which everyone knows, every fan knows, like if you're invited as a fan to meet Taylor, you will get uninvited if you tweet that. You're not allowed to let people know.
I want to let you talk, but I don't want to lose this thought. The second one, now that you've said that, the second one where she's got the French braid and the bangs, that doesn't exactly look like Taylor Swift to me.
And the last one though, I would say the second one looks the most like her.
Oh, okay.
The Fearless one doesn't really look much like her.
Well, the last one, she looks so much older.
Well, also it's the lighting in that, which is almost like, who would you light like that? When you're Taylor Swift and you can have all the perfect lighting in the world, who would you light like that? Maybe someone who doesn't look that much like you.
Right. To hide it.
Yes.
Like, she just to get people talking? Like, that's her thing, is just get people talking.
So the girl who did this, the I'm meeting Taylor Swift thing, that went super viral. She went like ham on Twitter. Like, I found her on Twitter and she was just replying to anyone who was tweeting the words Taylor Swift lookalike. Like, she was just like being like, leave me alone. I didn't do anything. Blah, blah, blah. I am meeting Taylor. You'll see. And then she, on 8/13, sick people. These people are sick. On 8/13, she puts up a TikTok saying like, guys, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to leave TikTok for right now. You won't be hearing from me on here. Like, it was very like, you won't commanded. Be hearing. It was very like, you won't be hearing from me on here. Right? Because we're dealing with Miss Tay Tay. And I have a feeling, listen, I'm going to say that, you know, I don't think she was like attacked by a swarm of bees or something. Like, I don't think something terrible happened to her like that. And I don't, you know, I honestly think Taylor might go hashtag child free.
Oh, yeah.
Because like that could be an alternative, is like, maybe we've seen Kylie Jenner with all of the security in the world, despite pulling off a first secret pregnancy. She got busted because of a manicure, and then Caitlyn Jenner, you know? Right.
Yeah. So Taylor's like, you won't even know anything I'm up to. You won't be able to do any detective work on me because I'm using lookalikes, doubles, like Uday and Kuse.
Yeah, and we know Taylor has used doubles in like for paparazzi before. That's for sure a thing. She has like crazy stories of avoiding paparazzi. Like, she would get into suitcases and have them carry her inside and out of her apartment.
Insane.
Yeah. Well, she was like going through a lot and she didn't want anyone to see her.
Sure.
But listen, I really think that this chick, so the chick who's not Taylor 13, I'll link all of this. She rejoined TikTok today just for the day to like celebrate Taylor joining TikTok. And when the girl at the end, I think she's the one who's red at the end here. I just know Taylor. This is not Taylor. And also there's such inconsistency between like how these are filmed.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. There has to be more detail. I mean, I'm going with the nose. The nose does look a little different on the last one, but could be the lighting.
Right. So I think like they blew out her face to like hide any natural shadows on the other girl's nose. Because Taylor does have a very sort of like specific, I mean, her facial structure is very unique.
Yeah.
Or being an Aryan goddess.
She could be, maybe she's pulling a Lee Baracci, Scott Thorson thing here, where she's like, I'm going to need you to get just not, don't go crazy, but just a little bit of surgery to look more like me. You know, the nose isn't quite on point. I got a guy in Beverly Hills that can very discreetly give you my nose.
Yeah.
She can afford it.
I definitely was thinking about the hair for some of this. Mm-hmm. Like, because like she has four very specific hairstyles here. Her hair is at like an interesting length for her. I think she's growing her hair out for red. Seems I like can't it. Tell.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Has our guy, Steven, the guy with the eyebrows?
Has he weighed in on this?
Yeah.
He's catatonic, honey.
Oh, really?
There's no coming up for air. No, I'm just kidding. He's like, every Swiftie is obviously having a fucking heart attack. And I think that there's two feelings within the community. One, this is for a lot of Swifties, this is their primary way of talking about Taylor. And this is either really exciting for them because Taylor's finally going to see their material.
Yeah.
Or this is their worst nightmare, because they were on there to like say their crazy ass conspiracies or like have like a break from like some of the antics that happen on Stan Twitter or Tumblr or whatever.
Yeah.
TikTok was sort of like, it's odd, right? That she didn't join. And I will also say, just to like humble the two of us, all the Gen Z kids were stitching this and being like, I forget she's a millennial, like making fun of it, being like, her transitions are really fucking whack.
Yeah. Yeah.
which is like, oh no, because I know that's so that would be me if I tried to do a transition. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're making fun of her for being a TikTok noob.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's just an honest critique. Well, it's really more about millennials than it is Taylor. Right. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They don't know how
to do it. Let's get into the real news.
Yeah.
But guys, let me know if you think that's fake, because I think it's fake. I think there's two actresses. Okay. And also, what is this song she picked? That has to be some sort of Easter egg in and of itself.
Oh, I don't know.
He mentions her name, but...
Yeah, I did it without music just because I don't want it to feed back into the mic.
For real. Okay, yeah. So OnlyFans is going through it.
Yeah, there's about to not be OnlyFans. OnlyFans I guess I don't know a lot about OnlyFans. I know there are people on OnlyFans that aren't doing pornographic content. But I would imagine that all of the biggest money makers, the biggest earners on OnlyFans are doing pornographic sex-related content.
Adult content.
Yeah.
Yeah, NSFW. And like, yes. It's just, you know, listen. I have a lot of feelings about it. I guess it's not as strict as it's being made out to sound. Some of the rules actually do seem within reason. I found a creator who did like a pretty decent roundup of it just to like do an explainer before the two of you, like before the two of us talk in circles about this. So let's maybe play that.
Let's do it.
Well, today's the day the OnlyFans sent out the email that they will be banning explicit content. And I actually know why, and I would like to explain that to you, because it does seem really bizarre that they would ban their main source of income. The BBC launched an investigation into OnlyFans moderation policies, which uncovered a lot of shady shit. You can go check out the article online. It will explain it a lot better than I will. But just in summary, they were given this thing called the compliance manual. And so people were told to moderate accounts based on their popularity, pretty much. So low range accounts get one warning and then their account gets restricted. Middle range accounts get three and then their account gets restricted. And then the top creators, they all get moderated and managed by a different team so that their accounts don't get restricted as frequently for the same violations of terms of service, which obviously led them to think that there was some other shit going on. And so they started investigating the rest of their moderation. They brag about having really great human and technological moderation that picks out like keywords, which helps prevent, you know, child pornography and exploitation and prostitution, which is still illegal in a lot of places. It shouldn't be, but still. So the BBC found over 30 accounts advertising full service sex work on their site just using like keywords. And by the time they checked in, I think it was 10 days later, only two of them had been removed. But the main thing is child porn. This month, 101 members of Congress signed a letter to the United States Department of Justice calling them to investigate OnlyFans specifically pertaining to child porn. I hope I got that right. Anyway, a Homeland Security officer says he finds 20 to 30 images a week that originate from OnlyFans. There's more. Another issue is the language barrier. They're not adequately moderating accounts that aren't in English. And so the BBC set up two accounts, I think one in French and one in German, pretending to be underage people, like selling explicit images. And they weren't moderated until BBC told OnlyFans about it. And I think that was, again, about 10 days. And I don't know if you heard, but a little while ago, there was videos of a man paying homeless people to sleep with him. And he was like very actively using the words like taking advantage of them and preying on them. And that account wasn't banned until people made a hullabaloo about it. It's like they don't do great at moderating bestiality and incest. And then when it comes to consent, they just look the other way entirely. So Visa and MasterCard and like all the banks have done the thing that they did with Pornhub when Pornhub went through this. And they withdrew their right to use their services. So OnlyFans, in their selfish desire to continue making money out of illegal pornography, have stripped legal porn stars of their main source of income, pretty much. They're doing this to avoid fines and legal action. That's it. It's a stupid decision, but they're doing it because they're backed into a corner. Anyway, I hope that helped clear things up. I know it's very confusing and it's really, really frustrating for all the creators out there and all those people wanting to whack one out. So if you could leave alternative sites in the comments, that would be great. Hope everyone is doing good out there. Stay safe.
Okay.
I mean, that makes a lot more sense, right? That, like,
yes,
obviously, like, if there's bestiality going on, that can't be on the site. It's not like the Tumblr issue. I think it's more of like similar to what happened on Pornhub, essentially.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I mean, I guess these platforms grow so quickly. And I know YouTube had this issue early on where they just cannot, there's just so much being uploaded that they can't stay on top of what it is. And the unsavory content slips through the cracks. And so now they go, we got to go scorched earth here to get rid of the everything bad, but also that gets rid of everything.
I think that OnlyFans would have seen us through to the other side of the pandemic easily if it hadn't been for like Bella Thorne joining, essentially.
Right. That put too much of a spotlight on OnlyFans is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think that like, once celebrities started to join, like Cardi did a partnership with them. I think Black China's on there. Once it started to get a lot of celebrity eyes on it, it was always sort of like a hee-hee, like, you know, sort of thing. But it wasn't even like as much of a quote-unquote household name as like Pornhub. Do you know what I mean? Like, which is not, and which, by the way, it's so difficult to create a household name for a lot of stuff like this. That's why... It's like, you know, this site was completely functioning and served a purpose for a lot of people. But at the same time, I think we talked about how Bad Baby, when her OnlyFans went up on her 18th birthday,
18. Yep.
All of those pictures that were taken beforehand were of her as a minor.
Oh, right. We did talk about that. That is so gross.
Because like, what do you mean? They took them.
Right. On the, at 12:01 a.m. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just like that stuff is like that was so public facing. That was just like so obvious. It was a huge reported kind of bragged about thing that she had made $1 million on what are essentially, you know.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Just wait till you're 18 and 3 months. Like if the money's going to come, the money's going to come. You don't need it on the actual day.
But like it lacks a sensationalism for the perverts who have been waiting
That's
for
a good
this.
Point.
Like,
yeah, like
definitely like, it was the moment of it all. It was the oh my god, it's her birthday. Like
it was the Olsen twins countdown clock, but the new millennium version.
Which is crazy to me.
So
like
gross.
I didn't know people were lusting. Not that it would ever be okay if it was anyone. I just didn't know there was such a market.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's like who puts their name on that? Like who's assuming somebody's into that? They say it publicly, like they make a website for it. That's insane to me.
I think that's like what Reddit is mostly, is like just passing this stuff back and forth. But, you know, there's people that you hear about all the time, like small micro influencers, like Twitch streamers or whatever, who will join OnlyFans. And one of David Dobrik's crew members makes $4 million a month on OnlyFans right now. And
that's crazy.
While that is insane money, and I hope that it is budgeted within like an inch of its life.
Pay your taxes.
Right. I definitely like, I feel like that's kind of like it's a rude rug to pull out from people who are making $250 a month. It's like crazy to me that if someone is making life-changing money like that, you can just take it away.
No, it is crazy. I heard one of the biggest people on there is Tyga.
Oh, probably.
Does he like do sex?
I don't know. No, probably not. I mean, it's probably like just like, I don't even think he does like ass shots because that would be like sus or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right,
I can't imagine
right.
he's posting booty shots. But
right.
It's funny because his first child is with Blac Chyna. So maybe it's like a family affair. Maybe we got to get Rob Kardashian on there.
Yeah.
I feel like Rob Kardashian should launch the next OnlyFans. That could be his next Arthur or George, like his sock line.
Right. Has he been seen in public? Wasn't he depressed? Wasn't he like bedridden for a while? I hope he's okay.
Can I tell you that I saw him one time outside of the Home Goods in Glendale?
Shut up. How's he looking?
I we like locked eyes and he had this like panic stricken face where it was like, I clearly like, he was like, please don't recognize me. And I just, you know, I just like kept walking. I wasn't going to, but like, it was definitely an unarmed Kardashian rolling through the streets of Glendale.
Yeah. Terrifying for him. He doesn't, he never knows if somebody's going to take his picture.
Yeah.
But I worry about the OnlyFans people. I mean, is this going to come? Because I guess it's not similar to Tumblr. Tumblr just went away. There's once there was no pornography, no adult content on Tumblr. There was no, I mean, it still exists as a website, but it's has no value to
anyone. It definitely changed. No, I mean, I don't think that's true. I think it changed. It changed the, I guess, sort of wide usage of it by everyone, because like there were people there that were only on Tumblr for porn, which is like a bizarre reason to join a blogging platform.
Yes.
But no, there's, I mean, there's still people rocking out on Tumblr. It's just like the community has, the community's grown up really.
Tumblr
what it
was
is
a $1 billion platform for a while. And now it's not like,
well, it's, I mean, I'm it sure still is. It's sold it. For $1 billion, you know?
Right, but then I think it sold later for like in the low millions.
Oh, so sad. I mean, listen, I don't know. Like, I feel like I know people that still work at Tumblr, and I think they're doing fine.
Okay.
But it definitely, I mean, yeah, if in some bizarre world, if you can compare like a OnlyFans to like a subscription version of Tumblr, like in a way, yeah, this will definitely take that hit. I told my friends, like, I have some friends that are that want to join OnlyFans for or want to do something like OnlyFans as bonus content, but they don't want it to be like graphic necessarily. They just want to have it. And my thing is like OnlyFans, the name is sullied straight up.
Yep.
Where I sit right now, I could never recommend. This is everyone. This is not financial advice, but I would never tell someone I know to join OnlyFans at this point. I say like wait for the next platform that's gonna pop off, because this name is so it doesn't even have like sort of like the Tumblr is like a delightful sort of like cringe but with happy memories. OnlyFans is just sort of like it's choogy.
It's
going into the choog zone because it's trendy for a brief time and never again.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to just wilt away and disappear. And maybe that maybe the guy who started is just he got what he needed out of it and he doesn't care. But it seems like kind of a bummer. Yeah,
I think that's for sure. I mean, listen, like I'm someone who would savor small growth over time.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. But this got an unusual amount of attention. And it's crazy because it played such like a important role
totally.
Over the last year. I mean, this was like this saved people's bacon, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And it just gave people that wanted to do adult content, it gave them power over their own future where they owned what they did rather than working for some skeevy guy in Chatsworth for $1,500 and hoping that would give them enough juice to go on the road and dance at strip clubs and make money.
Yeah. I just like, in a way, I feel bad for Bella Thorne, I have to say, because we're both older than her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I look at her and I think, damn, like you don't even know what you did yet.
Yeah.
And like,
will she ever?
Yo, no, I think she will.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this was like a huge bridge burner, because Hollywood is very much on the side of sex workers, I think now.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did that. It put it on Front Street where people could go, oh, this is just a way people earn a living. It's not, it doesn't need to be in the shadows anymore. These people don't need to hide this, what they do. They can do it openly and it's fine. There's no... It, you know, sex work is
that's
work.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, it is, but it's huge, still a huge life commitment to like, that is, I guess, one of the problems with it is all the girls who aren't bad baby who sign up when they're 18. Like you can do that and it is work, but it also makes it a little too accessible for girls to like, or for anyone really to put themselves in a position that they can never take back for the rest of their lives, which I don't, you know, outside of maybe like a piercing or a tattoo, I wouldn't recommend for any 18-year-old. It's like a face tat. Like anyone who sees you is going to find that. And you can be okay with it, but it will affect like your career and stuff. And I don't know if people like that are if young people. I still follow Brie Olsen. Do you remember Brie Olsen,
who was one of Charlie Sheen's wives or, you know, goddesses.
Yeah. And she like very famously drove to New York like overnight from Ohio to get tested for HIV on the Howard Stern show. And her name's Rachel Oberlin. And I've been following her since the goddess thing, honestly, like, but like over the years. And she has like a TikTok now. And she posted like a few weeks ago that she like just got her first job, like not involved in sex work in her entire life. And like,
wow. Yeah. And she's probably in her 30s.
Yeah. And like, it's just, and she like, you know, it presents like super conservative. You would never think that this is a person that used to do porn. Like, it's so like, I don't know. I feel like happy for her, but I do worry, you know, of course, pandemic aside, I feel like the pandemic and some of the success people have seen during the pandemic has made it seem to very young girls like
this is the best way. Yeah.
No, this is like the best way, because there's also girls all over. People are misrepresented. This is also a big misrepresentation of sugar babying, which is like super fucking dangerous. And all of these girls make it seem like they just go have coffee with a man and he pays them $500. But it's like, no, he's going to like expect something the next time. Like, that's how people get hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They don't.
Anyway,
it would be good if they just showed a graph of, oh, this is probably available. That's how dumb I am. There's probably a graph of who actually makes money on OnlyFans. And it's probably a very wide graph with all of the actual money makers in a very slim section all the way to the right.
No, for every Trisha Paytas, there is a woman who loses money buying new lingerie for her OnlyFans every month.
Yeah, for sure. Has to be,
because like you just don't get preference. The only way you can really grow when you're that small is through collabs, which involves like putting yourself into situations with other people. Like, anyway,
yeah, it's like Chad Johnson from The Bachelor. He had an OnlyFans, or probably has an OnlyFans.
You know, Chad and I used to, we connected on Snapchat, and he was going to come on Please Advise, but it didn't work out. He had to I think he went to go film Big Brother, honestly.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, I know he was big on OnlyFans. Oh, you know, having a successful OnlyFans is like having a successful podcast. You need something to grow your audience, like getting Yashar to fight me.
You guys need to, if you want to learn about how to make a career in sex work that is fun, flirty, and free, happen long term, you need to check out my girl Jenny Jizz and her husband Cum Artist One.
Wow. Okay, those are some names.
Those are my real peeps. She does blow bangs in Orlando. Like, she does a Memorial Day blow bang, and she'll just like fully blow like a whole circle of veterans. Okay, like, that's my girl. Jenny Jizz is the realest, dude.
Sounds very real.
She, you know, she has a security guard and her husband, Cum Artist, who sometimes I don't always feel like he's doing the best job. I'm like, honey, if it's just you and Jenny and there's like 15 Marines in this room who are getting blowjobs, like, I don't know if you're safe, but God bless. You know what I mean?
I'm interested to know the vetting process. That's as interested as I am.
Oh, no, they put the address up on Snapchat. So, like, if you have a phone, you can show up to the Holiday Inn at blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
And they and there's, like, a testing, so you're BYO.
No, honey, I don't think it goes like that. No, oh. I've seen her blow people at the bar at Applebee's. Oof. Yeah, she, like, will, or like in the, she loves to do parking lots. And she's also, yeah. And she had this girl, Pavlov's whore, that was like hanging out with them. So Pavlov's whore filled in for this one friend of theirs that broke up, and they all went to this. This is how I got banned from Facebook.
Oh.
They all went to like a Nickelback and Daughtry concert. And then after the concert, Jenny Jizz and Pavlov's whore were pissing all over Denny's, all over the Denny's parking lot.
Still not as bad as a Nickelback and Daughtry concert.
Jenny Jizz did a full bent, like spread eagle, like, but feet planted on the ground, like standing straight up pissing, bent over with her face like down by her knees. And so I screenshotted that, you know, because I am an anthropologist.
That's what you do.
I'm a fucking anthropologist, dude. Like sorry, sorry. I care about people. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I posted it on my Facebook group that I was in at the time, and I was banned for 24 hours. And that led to me selling mugs for a brief period of time that says, if you don't love me at my Amanda Knox, you don't deserve me at my Jenny Jizz. And that was that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you could have appealed.
Well, I did. Situation. They did let me back in after like, it was a 24 hour ban. I mean, also, but I don't ever want to be on Facebook.
No, me either.
Like people are afraid that TikTok's obsessed with you. I'm like, you want to know who's obsessed with you? Facebook.
Oh yeah. No, it's that's a dirty place. That's
they can have all the pictures of me from when I was like 19 drinking beer. That's fine. They can have that.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at with it. I have a Facebook, but I have not used it in many a moon.
Okay. Wait. Here's a question. So it's your daughter's birthday today.
Yep.
I'm thinking college fund.
Yes.
Do we sell NFTs of your daughter's TikToks?
Yes, we should.
That was a test. You have to go outside with your hands up for the fucking FBI dog. They're on your lawn. Are you fucking kidding me?
She has a makeup tutorial.
You're
going to
sell videos of your daughter for crypto?
It's up to her. She has a makeup tutorial with like hundreds of thousands of views or likes or whatever you get on TikTok.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You get both, and I know she's killing it. Proud of her.
For sure.
Okay. So I loved this. This came up on my stereo show that I do with my friend Rashad. Sometimes shout out Rashad. He mentioned that Anderson .Paak got a new tattoo, and when I saw it, it blew my mind. Cause this is next level. First of all, we got Animal from the Muppets rocking right above it. And that
I liked from Dr.
Teeth.
He's
a sexy motherfucker. Yeah. This is a great guy. You know what I mean?
No, it's cool. Yeah. He's, I don't know a lot about Anderson .Paak, but I do respect him. And I respect this Deus jacket that I'm seeing him wearing right here. And I really respect that Animal tattoo because he's telling me, hey, I'm a whimsical dude. I don't take myself too seriously. And I love that about a person. It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite trait.
He's a funky dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like this guy makes some real funky ass music. He did like a couple things with Ariana Grande, and I really want him to work with her on her next album. And I'm just putting that out into the universe, you guys. Sorry,
please.
I love a playlist.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I love a funk jam.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. Who doesn't?
Right?
Okay. So will you please read this tattoo? Because I think it's fucking awesome.
Yes. So when I'm gone, and I notice when I'm gone is slightly larger text. So that's going to be the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly larger font. When I'm gone, please don't release any posthumous albums or songs with my name attached. Those were just demos and never intended to be heard by the public. This is like when people get diabetic tattooed on their wrist or hand or something, or allergic to penicillin in case they're incapacitated in a car accident.
No,
they want people to know.
This is great, dude. Like, I think this is so important. Because, like, There's this whole thing going on with, do you know the rapper Pop Smoke?
I know that my children talk about him.
Yeah, so he's passed on. And
yes.
His people have released...
Wait, how did Pop Smoke go? Is he the guy that ate a bunch of pills upon landing an airplane? In the Detroit area?
That's...
Juice World.
Juice World was... That was Juice World.
Yes.
Pop Smoke was, I believe, shot in Houston?
I think that sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Don't quote a bitch.
I'm not immersed in the culture, so I'm not like trying to pretend here. I'm just like, you know, mixing people up.
A current conversation in the releasing posthumous work world is how Pop Smoke's team has released like anything that he had, anything is out. Like it's already available to the whole public. And most estates tend to like hold on to things for as long as possible. And, you know, people are saying, oh, they like did this for a money grab up front. I actually would say that, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like dragging it out is more of a money grab. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Like just little drips, you know, a little bit at a time. So, there's big examples of this. There's a lot of people that die without wills or living trusts, or just they're making their intentions known. So the big one right now is Prince. Prince died in 2016, tragically. He had no will, and he has a literal vault filled with unreleased music. And most Prince fans would say, well, leave that alone. You know,
I don't think that should be touched, at least during our lifetime.
Yes. If he had wanted to share it, he would have shared it. Now, he's just had an album released, but that was something he recorded and then gave to his team to work on while he was still alive. That was something that he intended to release. But you're going to see more and more of this Prince music coming out that was music that's unfinished Prince music that he did not want to share. And had he wanted to share it, he would have.
No, I think it's really like ballsy. Wasn't like Courtney Love very greedy with how she released any posthumous work?
Yes.
Like, I feel like she's held on to a lot of stuff that's unreleased. And I'm like, well, that's like the one favor she ever did. Because like, that's how I feel about when I see that. I completely understand. Like, it's like having your sketches released, like your sketches from your diary. Like, if it was good, you would have heard it.
Oh my God. Luckily I shredded all the poetry I wrote when I was 17. Cause imagine I had died and I had enough notoriety that people would want to share that with the world and that could be your legacy. And it was just like something you did that wasn't meant to be shared. Like, hey, imagine having that happen to you.
If anyone listening to this ever decides they hate me to the point that they think that the world would be better off without me, please just go find any blog that I wrote before the age of 21 and you can achieve that. I promise you. Because it's so mortifying. That's why you need people in place. I have always said this. You need people in place in case you die to go in your house and get all your weird shit before your parents fly out to get your body. Yep. This is for specifically, I would say, a note for LA transplants. I don't know if this is universal, but like you need someone to come by, get rid of like any like, you know, party stuff you may have, get rid of any like, you know, adult things you may have, and it needs to get burnt. It needs any private writings, and you need to your passwords.
Done. Get rid of all of it. It's too embarrassing to have out there. And this is why Anderson .Paak has this tattoo on his forearm, because he doesn't want this to happen to him. He's putting out what he wants to put out. And you know, just like anybody that makes something, you try a bunch of shit. That's what bums me out. That's what bums me out about Mac Miller.
I can't even, I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, thankfully, like his last album was done like as probably as perfectly as it could have been done without him being here. But like, What I love here is that this is like a statement to other artists to remember to be able to do this, but also sort of the idea that he's comfortable enough to know that there may not be anyone that can pass this message on. So he's going to make sure that he's the only one. Like if he's left alone, if he loses everyone in his life,
yep,
this will still be that. Like, you know, that's, and it's also, you know, like, people lie when people die.
Yeah, that's true.
Even the most boring, average families, people lie.
Yeah.
And so by putting this on him, he's making sure, well, I mean, sometimes that's not even close to enough. But I like this because that way no one can, even if he gets dementia, he'll be like, no, when I was lucid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here on my arm. I wrote it down.
Plus animal.
Yeah, that's pretty fire as well. Good for him. I support Anderson.
Okay, you said you had a hot take on this story. I saw the original TikTok that went up about this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Which was this young woman came forward on TikTok saying that she was groomed by Broadway performer, Tony-winning actress Alice Ripley. The girl's name is Liz. I'll find it. But
okay.
Yeah, she released this original video. Bree is the girl's name.
Uh-huh.
And it was basically just like, it's the you made me hate this city, Billie Eilish sound they use on TikTok about, you know, sort of like, you know, my heart was really broken about this, but I haven't spoken up about it till now. And she basically was saying growing up is realizing that you were groomed by one of your favorite Broadway stars starting at age 13. And she like goes on to explain that like she had a very inappropriate relationship with this woman, Alice Ripley, who basically said to her, like, you're a part of me. Like she basically full blown went Megan Fox in Machine Gun Kelly and was like, you're my twin flame a little bit. So like a child is super fucking weird, right?
Love
like imagine
bombs. Yeah.
Imagine like a 45-year-old woman told your daughter, like, you're my twin flame. Like that's fucking sick, right?
No, it's insane. It's insane.
So she basically was just like, I'm not holding on to this anymore, but like you fucked up this community that I love so much. Because again, like sororities and fraternities, I don't know about you, but I know that the musical theater world is much bigger than me and that, I'm not a part of it and I don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I think that there's only one remedy for this situation.
What?
And that's to eliminate Broadway. That's to eliminate all musical theater
so dumb.
Everywhere. Look.
Was this your hot take?
Look, these poor girls are getting groomed. They're getting taken advantage of. They're getting their lives ruined. And what do people get out of it? A bunch of fucking people singing show tunes through their goddamn nose. Like what? Like,
yeah.
like these young girls are having their lives ruined and for what? So we can watch historical rapping. No, thank you. I don't need it. No, the world doesn't need it.
I will say that like the arc that I feel like the nation has gone down with like Lin-Manuel Miranda has been so fascinating.
Unbearable.
I was a fan of In the Heights.
Yes.
And I liked the Hamilton soundtrack before I ever saw it. And then I just am sort of like, eh. Like, listen, here's the thing. And In the Heights was so great. I like cried when I saw it. It was fantastic. But I also, you know, my best friend's Puerto Rican. Okay.
Yes. Sure.
And I went with my Puerto Rican best friend and we,
yes.
Yeah, I identified. No, right. I was like, you know, I just fucking love the soundtrack and it was important to me to be able to see it with someone who could relate to the culture and we had a beautiful experience and I cried.
Yeah. You didn't know what was coming down the road. You enabled. You're a Lin-Manuel Miranda enabler because you liked In the Heights.
I absolutely am. I absolutely am 100% an enabler. Listen, I will say that like, I'm a good like 25 in favor of 75% indifferent to musical theater. What I know about it is that so many people I know fucking love it. So there must be something there. It must be one of those things.
People are having their lives ruined over this, Molly. They're being groomed. Hey, just because you like a fucking good rendition of Oklahoma, that doesn't matter here.
That doesn't mean there's children in harm's way.
You know, I feel like, so obviously I've never seen Hamilton because I can see from space that I would hate it. Like it's just clearly not my thing. It's okay for you to like it, but I'll just tell you right now, it sucks. I think
any people that like love a musical to the point where they see it 30 times.
Oh my God.
Like that's, I don't want to go as far as say like that's brain injury, but like it's brain injury adjacent. Yes. Like how many times, but like I've also seen the same movie many times, but it's a lot of money. I mean, I spent a lot of money when I saw Training Day 9 times in the theater, and I spent even more money when I saw Shrek 13 times in the theater. Okay.
Yes.
I spent a lot of money, but it's too much.
Do you think, so my theory with Hamilton, much like Justin Timberlake's acting career, it's like there's a big Emperor's New Clothes vibe to it that just, since everyone gets told by someone who saw it how much they loved it, you're not allowed to say that it's horrible. And so everyone just keeps agreeing that they love it. So they're like, you got to see Justin Timberlake in Alpha Dog because he's so amazing, but no, he isn't. He's horrible. But that ends up getting you Justin Timberlake in the Facebook movie. What's it called?
The Social Network.
The Social Network.
That movie is my Hamilton, by the way. Shout out Aaron Sorkin.
And then he's doing an Aaron Sorkin monologue, which is just the fucking, that's like this cataclysmic event of the two worst things known coming together, Justin Timberlake and Aaron Sorkin. And it's like, no one will just say, hey, dude, this guy sucks. Like him being enabled by Jimmy Fallon on SNL was bad for everyone because no one could look someone in the eye and go, what this guy's doing is awful. He's a ham. He overacts. Similarly, Hamilton.
I wish Jimmy Fallon could admit that he was excited to have a famous friend.
Yes.
Like, because that would have been like, fine. Like, we love that.
Mutually beneficial.
Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson, and we all know it. And occasionally they'll make a crack about it. Maybe once every like 12 episodes, they'll be like, Colin, your wife's fucking hot sort of joke.
Wait, they're married?
Yeah, and they just had a baby.
I knew they had a baby, and I knew they were together. I didn't realize
that they'd Brian.
I don't really didn't realize.
Earth to Brian.
That's how little that. I mean, I still am much more interested in Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson's relationship than I am in anything to do with Hamilton or Lin-Manuel Miranda. But I'm not interested enough to know their marital status. Good for them. Congratulations.
I just know because it's like new or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Listen, I no will. Judgment. Say that I do feel like Jimmy Fallon was excited to have a famous friend, which is fine. Yep. We're all allowed to be excited. Okay, a big boy bander's talking to you. Let's admit it. You kind of like doing music just as much as comedy.
For sure.
You're kind of just excited a musician's talking to you.
Right.
Yes. And he also is like kind of like has jokes at a party, but you're giving him way too much credit because he's famous. Like, the worst thing you can do in front of a famous person is, like, laugh at any of their jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially Justin Timberlake, who we all know married at his own wedding to Jessica Biel. He planned his own wedding where he also performed. He was the bride at his own wedding. Imagine being friends with that, because there's never going to be enough air in the room for him and another human being.
But this is like such a true testament to the power dynamic of it. Like, cause like when we come down to it, right, we're talking about like this something 40 something, I don't know, maybe 30 at the time. It doesn't matter. Older woman.
Yeah.
Hitting on a minor.
I know.
It's like, it's reminiscent of like, wait, what was I going to say? I just fucking ADD'd out. Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Fallon.
Were you going to go to the Harvey Weinstein angle of it?
No, I wasn't going to go to the... Oh, no. I literally just like, you know, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan and I always think of this clip where she just like went to an office building and she was just there to like maybe do an interview. It was like somewhat earlier in her career, maybe like after her first album or something. And she's in this office and she's obviously the hottest shit on the planet. And like every single person whose ass fits into a seat at this office is standing around just hovering at everything she does. And like everything she says, she's like, oh, is this your baby? Like she asks someone, is this your baby? And everyone in the office just starts laughing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're like all adults. Like you know, that's not a joke. You're so intoxicated being like peripherally involved in this person's fame that you just don't even, like you're acting like a normal sentence is funny. So like that's such a like a powerful like visual example of any of that happens for me. Where I'm just like, you're fucking adults. Like you're not like weird drunk girls like acting up on camera, or you're not like teenage girls. Like you're full blown adults hovering over a celebrity and laughing at everything they say.
Yes. Have some self-respect and abolish Broadway.
Or just like we put too much importance on stuff like this. Like I think she might have been at like the head office of a product she was working with. And it's like, she's advertising your product, like why are you afraid of her?
Right.
Like,
right. You're in business with her.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is the big guy right here.
Be honest with me though. What? Anytime you've ever seen a performance, like a Broadway performance or like high level musical performance, there's not that big a difference between the talent of the people on stage and the people that were in your high school production of The Music Man, right? It's about the same.
No, the stamina is completely different. Oh,
okay. All right. I'll give you that. Well, they trained.
Yeah, they're trained. I mean,
they have
like
the cardio.
Obviously, like their talent is superior to like.
Marginally.
I mean, they can. No,
they're
no.
Better.
They are technically and literally better. Like in every way, they're better than your average high school. I'll admit, though, when I was in high school, I was a little bit delusional and thought that my high school was like making Fiddler on the Roof like go big. Like I definitely thought that people were hearing that has never been heard before.
Yes.
But that's just like that's theater dysmorphia. That's not like, you know, I will say that when I went to see a seminar with Alan Rickman, I fully bawled for like the entire play. It was so fucking good.
Yeah. I guess it's a great distinguish
play.
Between a play and a musical. Because
why? Because you're a cuck. Why are you being so? I don't know. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. They sing the story. Behavior. It's awful. I hate it so much.
By the way, the Taylor Swift jukebox musical is absolutely fucking coming. And if you think it's not, you're out of your mind. I think there will be a Folklore Evermore musical.
Well, it can't be any worse than the Green Day one or the Spider-Man one or the U2 one or any of those. Those will all, I guarantee, will all have been worse than whatever Taylor Swift puts on.
Story.
Yeah.
This one's bothersome for sure. Now, Lady Gaga, we all remember.
Yes.
And if you don't remember, you should. Get with it.
Yes. All right?
Lady Gaga's dog walker was walking her dogs while she was filming the House of Gucci.
Yes.
Is that what it is? In Italy.
It's the one with Adam Driver. Again, another person. Why are we dealing with that still? Why is that still happening to us?
I know. Well, no. People love him, by the way. Like,
I know.
So
why?
Hardcore. I don't know. Like, I almost to the point that, like, I fear for his safety, and I know he fears for his safety. Like,
I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but it's, like, so much. He's everywhere.
No, I choose to celebrate him because, like, he kind of was, it like weirded me out how hot he was in Girls. And then also before he wasn't hot anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It.
But when
yes,
he was hot.
Yes.
And then also finding out that he is a vet. He served our country. Believe you know, thanks for your service, dude. Yep. And then also he's dealing with the, you know, the PTSD.
Yeah.
Comes with the job.
For sure.
And he somehow managed to, out of all of that, be like, hey, I'm gonna go to Juilliard.
You mean the PTSD from having to work with Lena Dunham? From going to war. I got you. Sorry. Yeah, My bad. Yeah.
It could, yeah. I mean, who knows? Yes. It's sometimes you get it from lots of places, you know?
That's true. Yes.
So, but also though,
Yes.
I don't, no hate on this page. Brian, no hate on this page. What the fuck is wrong with you? No hate on this page.
I don't hate anything except for the musical Hamilton and its creator Lin-Manuel Miranda being in every commercial and on Curb for some reason.
All right. So
you can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This Ryan
Fisher.
Out.
Yeah.
He's walking the dogs. This happened back in February. I remember because it was chilly season.
Yeah, it was cold. Was this in like West Hollywood?
WeHo.
Yeah.
He's walking her three little dogs. Okay. Yep. And some person pops out of nowhere, fucking shoots him. I think like twice. Then takes two of the dogs. One of the dogs stayed. These dogs are all going to need intense therapy, by the way.
I believe one of the dogs didn't stay. He would not release the dog. He was holding on to trying to protect the dogs. And the dog nappers were able to make off with two of the Frenchies. I think they're all Frenchies, right? And one, they could not pry from this man, this wounded man's hands.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Miss Gaga.
Yep. Queen.
Finds out about this in Italy, and she puts up $500,000 reward.
Pretty fair amount.
$500,000.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
And she, and I get it. If I had her resources, I would do the exact fucking same. There's no question. Like, there's no price. There's no price on my baby's life. You know what I mean? If they countered with $1,000,000, I'd be like, no problem.
No, these are like her children. Like, it's not, there's no, you can't say anything about someone with that type of wealth offering that kind of reward. That's, anyone in the same position would do the same thing.
So, about a week late, so the dog walker obviously survived, but it was like hairy for a minute. And, you know, I'll just say, as someone who has like worked with people that have been like dog trainers that have come into my house and gotten wags, to like just having people that are like, you know, come by and do like a little quick dog walk or whatever, to someone who fucking orders Postmates frequently. All right.
Yep,
like,
yep.
When you bring people into your life, but especially when you're bringing like someone into your home and this person is guarding $500,000 lives.
Yep.
You know,
you got to trust them.
Yeah, you, it's like you're very, very much in there. So he's going through all that. Then these this woman turns in the dogs to, and she's like, oh, I think these are Lady Gaga's dogs, but like, I don't know anything about it. I just found them in an alley. Of course, these are the people. It was like a ring of, it was like a animal cruelty bling ring.
Yeah, that's exactly. She was targeted probably via Instagram. This is what they, just like the bling ring, they check your social media. All your social media pictures are geotagged, and people that know how to look at that stuff can figure out where you are and when. And that's how they know, hey, this is, he probably walked the dogs at the same time every day because it was his job. And they're like, here's where we need to be. They probably watched him a few times walk the dogs and then decided a good time to attack. An attack they did.
Right. I mean, if you know me, you know what time of night I feed my hungry babies.
Same.
You know?
Same.
Yep. So he got like all of his medical bills covered by Gaga. But and it's hard to tell how I feel about this. Cause on one hand, I'm a little bit like,
Yeah. Yep.
It feels a little bit like Pimp My Ride. You know what I mean? But we're exhibit.
Yep. Yeah.
No, actually, we're West Coast Customs.
Right. Yes.
And we're doing all this free labor so that he can, you know, go on this cross-country road trip to heal himself.
Yeah.
And this is like mad embarrassing for Gaga. Like, basically, he started this cross-country road trip to help emotionally and mentally heal. This is from a Gawker article.
Yeah.
He had no vehicle, apartment, and having run out of savings and surviving on donations from generous loved ones, I'm humbly asking for your help. This is not an easy thing to ask, but I've started to realize that sharing your vulnerability with others is exactly when radical change begins to occur for everyone involved.
So I know I've been a dick this entire episode, and that is...
No, I don't think so.
Generally who I am. And I only say this just for the sake of the conversation. We're taking him at his word. So the only way we know he has nothing is because he's telling us he has nothing.
Well, this is totally a thing, by the way, now. So like very much on TikTok, there are like even teenagers I see doing it. Like there was a kid who was like staging that he needed to get out of his home because like his parents kicked him out because he was gay.
Yep.
And like people were sending him money. I sent him $10.
Yes. Yep.
And then like... It turned out the whole thing was like just like some thing that he was doing to like get money. And I was like, wow, that's like such a crazy grift. But yes. I've been seeing it like it's definitely happening, especially in the Stan community, which is crazy because he's Gaga's dog walker.
Right. This is Yashar and Sean King's whole game. I'm raising money for the elephants. I'm raising money for Black Lives Matter.
But
you don't know where the money goes. They keep the money.
Like, okay, so like the gay guy who got kicked out of his house, he was a Swiftie. I saw an Arianator pulling a similar stunt today. This is a Lady Gaga dog walker. Like they're also exploiting some of the biggest fan bases in the world.
Yes.
More than anything, these are people, there are millions and millions of people who are tuned into this exact story. And if even like, you know, I know there's people that send like $1,000 because they want to talk. They want to talk to him about Gaga. They want to, like, people are trying to an attempt to buy his intimacy as well.
I'm just looking at, and obviously, well, hold on. I'll click on the actual post because when this posted, this only. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just clicked the link to see.
God, Brian, I thought that literally the FBI just broke into your house. Like, it sounded like, oh my God, are you okay?
That's his post. I'm sorry. I clicked on it because I wanted to see how many likes it had now. On the story, it only had 594 likes, which tells me Gaga didn't share it.
No, of course she didn't. Why the fuck would she share this?
But that's telling to me, like, if... I guess she wouldn't share it because people expect her to pay his freight, but we don't know that she hasn't.
No, I agree. I mean, this whole thing is super suspicious.
It still, like, only has 594 likes.
It looks fucking terrible for Lady Gaga because it looks like she's cheap. And I think the average person can reason that she's probably not cheap.
No.
I wonder if... And this is sick.
I have a couple theories.
I wonder if he set the dog napping up to begin with.
Yeah, inside job. That's the first. When this happened, that was the first thing I thought. Now.
You're going to take a bullet for a Frenchie?
Right. That was the first thing I thought. I'm like, huh, they knew where he was. Now, I've already, in the course of this conversation, explained how they didn't really need him to be in on it. But look. This kind of thing happens. Now, what I will
say
is
sickening, actually. Like, I actually kind of stand because, like,
yes.
This man went and, like, how do you think it worked? Do you think this man, like, got a job walking Lady Gaga's dogs?
No.
Or
no.
Do you think it was, they, like, someone approached? Yep. Mm-hmm.
They got to him. He was known as the dog walker. He you know, he was probably at the Abbey one night talking it up a little bit. Someone else.
I was with Asia. Maybe he brought one of the dogs to the club. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just people around knew, and there's unsavory characters around that have bad ideas, and it could have been a lot of money, and they got to him. Now, I will say this. Several people have been arrested in connection with this. Had they been in league with the dog walker, they're giving his name up straight away. Somebody's telling the plan, especially five people arrested. So I'm not saying Malls that it seems unlikely at this point that he was in on it based on the fact that he would have been ratted out by somebody. But I will say this, based on the fact that as far as we know, Gaga hasn't offered him some sort of recompense for what he went through.
She did pay for his medical bills.
That's
not enough. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
She's a generous woman. Gaga, to me, is a queen. She is a woman of immense talent, and she is a woman of immense generosity.
Yeah, she's a generous Italian queen. That's what I was going to say, is that she's like an Italian-American generous queen. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think she thinks... he knows more than he's letting on.
Oh, I'm going to take it to the next level, bitch.
Tell me.
I think that he threatened to blackmail her.
Ooh.
I think he did a little, and they were like, you're cute, you tried it, get the fuck out.
Maybe he was like, look, bitch, you barely even knew those dogs. What if the public knew that? This was an Ellen situation. This is a Lena Dunham situation. Those dogs were just there for photo ops. You don't know, like, why weren't they with you in, like, Italy?
I'm feeling like he came at her with, like, you think I don't know what I walk in on in the morning here?
Yeah.
I come over here in the morning.
The pegging?
You're passed out on the couch? No, not pegging, idiot.
Oh.
I'm saying that he's accusing her. He's like, you're up all night.
Pegging Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, pegging Bradley Cooper, but also probably
it is about the pegging.
you're a cokehead. And, you know, he probably came at her with whatever the shit is that they're bribing Britney with.
Yes.
Because you know that they're bribing her. Like, I do think that they're teasing out these, like, topless photos of her on her on her Instagram because they're, like...
As a threat.
And, hey, Britney, by the way, this is just a taste
of
what we can put out about you. Meanwhile,
what if people
get
word of the blow bangs you've been doing with Jenny Jizz?
There's no way she would be allowed to do a blow bang. Yeah. There's, I know it is, but shout out Jenny Jizz. Shout out Come Artist One. By the way, I am speaking.
Please don't say her husband's name again in my presence. Can you please not?
I am picking up young 036s or 036s cadence when I'm saying shout out Jenny Jizz, shout out Come Artist. That's literally what I'm doing. Shout out Zeta, shout out Courtney Lynn. Yeah. No, okay. So, by the way, we had the artist of all of our favorite songs on our stereo last Friday. If you guys are missing our stereo, where the fuck you at?
It was a great great interview. Stereo. He's a very sweet guy. Yeah. Get on the stereo app. Follow us there.
We do our after shows every Tuesday, and we do a pre-show on Friday where we love to hear about ideas that you guys have for stories for us to cover, because I'm always trying to sleuth.
Yes.
I'm sleuthing, and then sometimes I come up with nothing. So, let's do Encyclopedia Brown Hours together.
Right. People give us ideas. Like, these the people that listen to us are pretty tuned into the world. One more thing about the dog walker.
What?
Just in terms of the business aspect of it, he was injured at work. He was in her employ when he was shot.
Right.
Just as a matter of business, her lawyer should sit down with this guy and go, look, we understand that you were injured at work. We feel that what happened to you is worth this amount of money.
Right.
Then we're going to write you this check. Then we're going to sign NDAs. We're not going to do any interviews about it, or else you're going to owe us the money back.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? So I'm guessing by the low number of likes here.
Yes.
That Gaga leaked to a fan what this guy's deal is. And then that fan said, I can't tell you what she said, but just know that it's really bad, right?
Yep.
Because, like, here's the thing. A lawyer, there had to have been lawyers in his DMs.
Has to be.
Over there,
has to be.
Right? So she must have something on him that he threatened her with that was so, like, you know, maybe he tried to pull the, well, you know, I've seen piles of cocaine out here. Yes. And
the pegging.
Yeah, and the pegging.
Yes.
And, you know, that's illegal. And if you commit a crime, then that doesn't, my NDA doesn't hold up. You know, like, he could have, like, I could see him coming at her with a real desperado nature like that.
Yes.
And I don't want to just, like, fully accuse him of stuff. Listen, this man could just be going through a hard time. Honestly, maybe he's, like, mentally having some sort of, I mean, he does say it's like a mental and emotional reprieve from the world that he's requiring right now.
It could also be an ongoing negotiation, and he's just trying to float himself with this GoFundMe because they put out a number. He came back with a different number. And they're still working it out.
If I was Gaga and I was in negotiations with someone and I found out they started a fucking GoFundMe, making it seem to all my fans and to the, not even my fans, but to the world that I'm a cheapskate, I would be like, all right, well, that was it. I have a theory in life. My personal motto is you are only allowed to start a GoFundMe once. We all get one GoFundMe in this life. You are not allowed more than one. Wait. Back up to the OnlyFans thing, and also I guess GoFundMe. Rachel Dolezal joined.
I know
OnlyFans.
I know, she was gonna do feet and squats.
Oh, you know what? Actually, tasteful.
Are squats a lane?
Are they a lane? Yeah, men like ass.
I didn't know that.
I thought you told me that. Like every man's tits or ass.
They're not legs. So, like, that's for sure.
That's what you were saying, right? So I'm saying they're probably peeping her, you know, big juicy butt. If we have to do a callback here,
yes, BJB, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm interested to see where this goes, Malls. I don't know if I have the wealth of Lady Gaga. I mean, this already kind of looks bad. It's not that big of a story yet. It could get bigger. And I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm pretty content with a low seven-figure settlement to for his pain and suffering, and that number is $1 million. Here's $1 million.
No, I mean,
good luck.
I would do that easily, unless someone had fucked with me. That's the thing, is that I know she is a generous Italian queen.
Yes.
So like, he must have done something. And like, if he didn't, then Gaga, you do have to explain a little bit.
She thinks he's in on it.
Why is this man driving around in a broken down 1991 vehicle?
Yes.
Trying to find his inner peace.
He also looks like he's setting up to do an OnlyFans. He's got the short shorts on. He's got the flat belly. He's reclined by a river of some sort. He's nude from the top up.
I wish.
You know, he's got a bare chest. He's set up the camera, or he's got a buddy that's taken a sensual photograph of him. Here's one more angle before we wrap up.
Okay.
What if she did take care of him? She is taking care of him, but she's worried that somebody else is going to come for the dogs and copycat. It's like when you pay the kidnappers once.
No, Brian, that's delusion. You're a QAnon.
If you pay the kidnappers once, they're going to come kidnap again. So
that's,
you pretend.
Paris Hilton's motto. She always says, never pay someone off because you'll pay them for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's true. They'll keep asking. Mm. They'll keep coming back. So I don't know.
That's some like big dick money advice.
It's true.
Never pay someone off. Damn, dude. Well, listen, God bless America. Thank you so much for listening to us this week. We'll be on Stereo. Make sure to check us out there. All the information is in the description, as well as the links for all the stories we talked about today and some bonus links.
All of the above.
Brian, congratulations on having a whole ass 11-year-old. That's huge.
She's 14.
Oh, 14.
Yeah.
And also, just congratulations. And
I appreciate it. You too.
Thanks. I will
right back
receive
at you.
That. I will receive that.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
And now we're all set to go. Miles and Brian is hosting the show.
Thank you for listening to Trend Lightly, a solid listen podcast.
If you like the show, subscribe and leave us a review. You can find segments that didn't make it to air, as well as ad-free versions of our episodes, on patreon.com/solidlisten.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram under Trend Lightly Pod. Send us submissions and feedback at trendlightlypod@gmail.com. And thank you to Why Not Johnsveld and Bradley Sona for our music.
We go get us, we trendsetters. Trend Lightly. We go get us, we trendsetters.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.